Superintendent Suggs received a volley of criticism last week for not seeking community input early enough for changes at Baseline and Rockefeller Elementary Schools. A lawsuit was also filed against him for refusing to release the files of staff under investigation. Suggs apologized at a meeting with parents at Rockefeller Elementary Wednesday night.
We have to do a better job as far as the communication. Communication is everything, so we have to do a better job.
And afterward told KUAR he knew nothing of the information requests or the lawsuit.
I'm not familiar with what you're talking about, ma'am.
Okay. Because I have the emails, so I could show them to you. Yeah, I have emails that were forwarded to you as FOIA requests.
I haven't seen them, ma'am.
Okay.
That day, the Blue Hog Report also posted excerpts of Suggs' dissertation on the role of school principals in helping students use technology in Indianapolis middle schools. The blog published entire paragraphs copied verbatim, side by side with the original sources.
Technology is a part of our children's everyday lives. They don't know a time without space travel, pagers, cell phones, and the internet. While most educators concur that technology is important to student learning,
Suggs later denied the allegations. Democratic Representative John Walker of Little Rock says he's known about the issue for some time. He says he started making Freedom of Information Act requests for the dissertation when he learned Suggs scored between a 13 and a 15 on his ACT. Walker says such issues were not vetted by the district's hiring committee when they picked Suggs.
Many people make good impressions in interviews. He made a good impression to the interviewing committee. I was a member of the interview committee interviewed him. I did not vote for him, but he was smooth, and he's still smooth. But I took the position then that he had no substance, and I still take that position.
Dr. Thomas Jacobson runs McPherson & Jacobson, the firm that vetted Suggs' application for the district.
We have a company that we do academic verification to make sure that the degree they submitted was actually achieved. And if we receive an official transcript showing that they received the degree from the university, we accept that. It's not our position to find out if they did anything in obtaining that degree. That's the institution's obligation.
Don Sprawl, an administrator at Indiana Wesleyan University, said the school is aware of the allegations. He says when claims of dishonesty are made, the university will review the matter and may revoke an EDD or a PhD. Sprawl says the school's plagiarism software has improved dramatically since 2012. Dr. Tricia Burcham-Gallant of the Center of Academic Integrity at Clemson University says cheating and plagiarism occur within a system that allow them.
Human beings make bad choices and bad decisions, and we can mess up pretty badly. And sometimes that is a representation of our character, especially if there's a pattern of doing that and we don't learn from it. Sometimes it's a representation of a one-time bad decision. And it's almost never the case of an individual behaving badly, but an individual behaving badly within a system that either encouraged or didn't discourage that bad behavior.
Arkansas Commissioner of Education Johnny Key said in a press release he's taking the situation seriously but won't jump to conclusions. Dr. Gallant says while plagiarism violates the school superintendent's code of ethics, it's up to the local leaders to make the decision of how to respond if the allegations are true. She says the right choice in that case is not always clear.
The tendency for us as Americans to see ethics as a side thing that we should only be bothered with if everything else is okay is actually probably part of the problem. Now, having said that, sometimes the motivation for finding the plagiarism is biased and maybe political, but that doesn't change the fact that there was plagiarism.
Meanwhile, leadership of the Little Rock School District is working to cut costs before it loses $40 million in annual desegregation funding by 2017. The district, which was taken over by the state in January, must also address its 6 schools in academic distress. Interim Superintendent Suggs declined to speak to KUAR further under advice of his lawyer. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, KUAR News.